Theme Vespers. My name is Emily and I serve the village as pastor. This summer our theme has been Summon Out What We Shall Be. As we celebrate and honor God's calling in our lives, we recognize that calls are experienced both individually and communally. Tonight we will lift up different ways in which we experience God's call, different ways we discern God's call, and or different ways individuals and communities have responded to God's call. We are blessed to have Dorothy Setry speaking tonight, and we are going to open with the summer theme song, which you'll find on the back of your liturgy sheet.
struggling with the balance between our own needs and the needs of the world. Made in God's image, we are holy co-creators. Saved by Christ's grace from our brokenness and fear. Declared holy by God's life-giving, empowering Spirit. Children of God, named, gifted, called, and blessed. Bound between the two poles of the world's deep pain and the world's great joys.
I will exalt you, God my King, forever bless your name. I will bless you every day, forever praise your name. Great is the Lord, highly to be praised, great beyond our reach. Age to age proclaims your works, recounts your mighty deeds. I ponder your splendor and glory and all your wonderful works. They reveal your fearful power. I tell of your great deeds. They recall your ample goodness. Joyfully sing your justice. Gracious and merciful is the Lord, slow to anger, full of love. The Lord is good in every way, merciful to every creature. Let your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful ones bless you. Let them proclaim your glorious reign. Let them tell of your might. Let them make known to all your might and glorious reign. Your dominion lasts forever, your rule for all generations. The Lord is faithful in every word and gracious in every work. The Lord supports the fallen, raise those bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, for you give them food in due time. You open wide your hand to feed all living things. The Lord is just in every way, loving in every deed. The Lord is near to those who call, who cry out from their hearts. God grants them their desires, hears their cry, and saves them. Those who love God are kept alive. The wicked the Lord destroys. I will sing the Lord's praise. All flesh will bless God's name, holy both now and forever. The word of life.
Well, as we complete the programming season of Holden Summer 2004, Roy and I will long treasure the conversations and shared moments with the many fine people who have come to share their interests and skills, their care and compassion, and their faith journey with this village and with us. Summon out what we shall be. What we shall be. Well, many of you know that I am more of a doer. So thinking about this theme has sometimes brought some feelings of inadequacy for me because I'm not one who sits down and writes poetry or journals, and I don't really long for reflective quiet time away from others. And that's what I had associated more with being. But I found a new way to look at this theme this summer, summon out what we shall be. A couple of weeks ago, I attended a session with Peter Drury, and he suggested a way to explore our call, our vocation and our calling and our summoning, was to remember and consider that we are created in God's image. Genesis tells us, so God created humankind in God's image. We were to think of three or four characteristics of God, that are most important to us at this time of our lives. And in the psalm that we just heard, we heard many attributes and characteristics of God listed: splendor and glory, power, goodness, justice, mercy, loving kindness. It goes on and on for several verses of things that God has done and characteristics and attributes of God. If we are made in the image of God, Peter reminded us, then these characteristics might be ours as well and may be important for us to consider as we search our gifts and yearnings, to listen for our calling. So I'll share my three characteristics that were meaningful to me at the time that we worked through this. For me, the first characteristic of God that came to me was creator. But then I felt it needed to be a little bit more specific on that first word, and co-creator came to mind. Knowing that God includes us in the role of creator. But where did I get that word co-creator? Well, we just read it. In the summer theme litany that we have been saying every week, the second exchange says, made in God's image, we are holy co-creators, gifted workers with God in the dominion of God. Each week we have shared those words, and as the summer passed, I realized that the word co-creator became important to me. I don't mean to play God in any way by claiming to be co-creator. It's really the opposite. It's very humbling. What an honor to be included in God's ordering and nourishing and sustaining of all creation. Many of us have learned, maybe memorized a lot of us, the words of the Apostles' Creed and the explanation of the different parts. And after the first article and the question, what does this mean? We learned, I believe that God has created me and all that exists, that God has given and still sustains my body and soul, all my limbs and senses, my reason and all the faculties of my mind, together with food and clothing, house and home, family and property, that God provides me daily and abundantly with all the necessities of life, protects me from all danger, and preserves me from evil. All of these gifts of daily life, how do we show appreciation for those gifts? Well, I can take care of my body with healthy habits. I can choose proper food and clothing. I can respect, keep clean, and maintain my home or my living space. I can recycle and reuse, not to waste Earth's resources. And I can be of service to others, helping to provide these daily needs, especially to those who have not received as much as I have. All of these are being co-creator, a worker with God. Merciful was the second characteristic of God that was I listed as important to me. At first I thought of the word forgiving, but I needed a broader descriptor, and merciful seemed to be the better word. The dictionary defines merciful as compassionate, kindly, benevolent, and forgiving. The psalmist describes God in Psalm 86, as well as in Psalm 145, which we heard. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. As I prepared to do this message for tonight, of course, I became much more aware of these three words. And last Sunday, that word mercy just rang in my ears from the second lesson that was read from 1 Timothy. And in fact, I looked it up in my Bible, and that section of scripture is entitled Gratitude for Mercy. Remember, it was where Paul confessed his former behaviors and how he received mercy, full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Of course, Paul was claiming to be the foremost of those sinners. Summon out what I shall be. Through Christ, I can be merciful to others, forgiving, kind, compassionate. Always present. That was the third thought that came to me that day. That's a very important promise. Jesus' words to the disciples at the end of the Great Commission in Matthew 28, where he's telling the disciples to go out and baptize and make disciples, the last part of it is his promise. And remember, remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. In another place, Jesus said he would ask God, and I quote, "And God will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of Truth." I depend on that ever-presence of God. I surely don't always remember the comfort and power that can come from that presence, but I am grateful for it. How can I be a presence for others? Maybe a comforting touch, or be a quiet listener, a prayer partner, maybe just a smile across the table or a greeting to a stranger. These are ways that I can be present to others. Well, learning the meaning of my name a number of years ago has had an impact on my life. Maybe you know that Dorothy means gift of God. And living through this summer theme has added more meaning. Being co-creator, merciful, and always present, these characteristics I find in God, and my being created in that image I can use, they may be my summoning to be a gift of God to all that I meet. Can you think of three or four characteristics of God that are important to you at this time? Created in God's image, you may find your calling, your being, in those same attributes. Amen. The hymn that we will join together in singing is in Renewing Worship, number 223, In Christ Called to Baptize.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to see the ways in which you have gifted us as individuals and as communities, so that in discerning our gifts and our joys, we might fill the needs of this world by responding to your call. Give your people courage to live in your callings, so that everyone may come to experience your saving grace in their lives. Kindle in our hearts the desire to know the joy that comes only from following your will, for justice, mercy, peace, and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Creating God, in whose image we were made, encourage us in our call as co-creators of the new heavens and the new earth. Redeeming Christ, by whose grace we have been saved, strengthen us to meet the challenges of each day with courage and humility. Sanctifying Spirit, who blesses us daily through the promises of our baptism and through gentle nudgings, empower us to fulfill our calling with integrity and joy. Amen. Go in peace, serve the living God.